Hi and welcome to the About Her show. I am Sangeeta Relan, an educationist, a writer and a lifelong learner. I also run an e-magazine for women. This podcast is about trailblazing women and their journeys. Women who have broken many a barrier, many a stereotype to realize their potential. If they can do it, so can you. In today's episode, we have Sonal Shah, a podcaster and storyteller who believes that freedom of choice and trust are the keys to success and happiness. Join us as she challenges the notion that material comforts bring fulfillment, highlighting the importance of trust and faith, likening them to wings that empower individuals to soar beyond limitations and societal norms. Get ready to be inspired as we explore the transformative power of personal agency. Hi, Sonal, and welcome to the About Her show. This is a show where we get women achievers, who we call women trailblazers, to share the stories of their lives with us, to tell us about their successes, failures, ups and downs, challenges. And the whole idea is that not only do they get a platform to talk about what they do, but it also inspires the listeners, women who are listening in, to get motivated to break out of whatever is holding them back from realizing their dreams and ambitions. And eventually, we want to build a community of women who are there to support, empower, help, and mentor each other. So a very, very warm welcome to the About Her show.
Thank you so much, Sangeeta, for this, you know, wonderful introductions about what you are doing and, you know, how you are supporting to the woman of a nation. And by speaking the words, you are also inspiring so many such a woman who are, you know, in some of the confusion phase or a kind of a complications phase that, you know, to start something or not to start something. Or sometimes it's also like career also. Majority of the time, it's career oriented problems are only facing the woman a lot. So that way, with the words only, you are inspiring the woman. So that's a wonderful work you are doing, and I'm so much glad to be here with you to discuss the not only success, as you said, but failures also. So you know that can be a few of the words that can, you know, inspire other women to resonate with their life journey also. And I hope it would definitely going to inspire someone who are, you know, facing my kind of problems or my kind of situations. So I'm so glad to have word with you, and through this podcast I'm definitely, you know, sure that they are also going to get a few words of inspiration. So thank you so much for inviting me on the show.
You're most welcome, and I'm sure they will definitely get inspired. Just tell us a little bit about your early life, your childhood, and do you think any of the experiences that you had in your childhood, they kind of left an imprint on you, a mark on you, and which is what has inspired you to do what you're doing today?
That's a wonderful question. Actually, right now I'm doing so many podcasts, but that is, you know, I'm conducting the interview of the few of the guests. So for the first time when you are asking this question to me, it's, you know, really backing to my early childhood. So that's a wonderful question you had given me. So just recalling about my life and what are the things that have inspired me is, I can say, the freedom. Mm-hmm. The most part about my life that my parents has given and has impacted my overall life journey is the freedom to, do anything, whatever I want. Mm. Because my parents, especially my father, he is right now working as a businessman. But in my early childhood, he has expanded his business in the Europe and Saudi. So he used to be travel a lot. So being a child, we definitely, you know, had a past that we have, you know, nurtured alone by my mother only. So that is the one thing that I had inspirations from my mother, that, you know, as such, if you are capable to do anything, that you can nurture the child alone also, you know, with the no supports or no kind of it. Some phases we are, you know, lack of money also, but she has, you know, nurtured us very well. She has given us all the, you know, I can say, not only the sanskar kind of a things, because we all are, you know, as such a valued people. So we have that in by blood. But the nurturing she has done is a wonderful. And as seeing, you know, my father struggling too much and going here and there and, you know, making the business runs. So that inspired us to do, more and more, and whatever the life faces at us. So we strive on that kind of a situations and the freedom that he used to, enjoy by himself. We were staying alone, but although he was making they are close to us only, so that bonding is there, that nurturing is there, and that freedom that he had enjoyed, he had given us. So anytime for any opportunity, if we ask, being adults also, the teenage also, or if I ask at somewhere around 21 also, when I asked to my father that I wanted to go to somewhere for the job opportunity, for a study, or to stay alone, or living the life of a, I can say, the fool in a metro. That is also, well, I was living in a some small town, so he has given me the full freedom. He has not asked me the single questions that why you want to go and why you want to leave that life. So being understood about the outer world better, as he has traveled a lot, he had given us all the types of freedom, and that make and I think that has shaped my life in a better manner. So when I joined my first career at there, I was working with somewhere around 200 people, that is in the industry, but I was only the alone girl. So I was only the girl, working with that and managing the shifts and all. So that is the one that I could reflect that, whoever is outside or whoever is, in my circle. But I was happy that I'm leading. And the same when I, changed that job or changed that career and moving from industry to the service industry. And there also we were the team of somewhere around 25 people, but all the 24 other people are the male person. And I used to travel at yes, and I used to travel at morning 4 o'clock and coming back at evening or a night at 3 o'clock. But never ever my father has asked me that, are you okay, or is there anything that I can help you? Because he is trusting us in a way, and he has given us all the authority that he has no need to worry about. So that is the best part of my life, I can say. That is a freedom, and that has shaped me what I am today, and leading the motherhood same way to my two daughters also, and feeling that I also wanted to give her whatever I had received from my parents, that also I can give her too. So that is the one inspiration that I want to lead to my next generation also.
Great, great. And you're so right. You know how we are raised and the freedom and the trust which our parents place in us, that really gives us all the confidence, you know, the wings to fly. Because once you know that you are trusted, they trust you, they believe in you, then you can actually explore and do whatever you want to do.
So that is the basic essential step, that is the basic. The child never need money, or the child never need, the huge type of a home or something, to have a being like a fancy or a kind of a things. But if you give them this kind of a basic things, now they are happy to, explore the world with their whatever the things they have.
Correct, correct, correct. So tell me, when you were growing up, did you have any dreams of, you know, like you wanted to become something or like someone when you grew up? Did you have any such dreams?
Yes, for a dream, if I said about I had always a dream that one day I'm going to leave the job and I will create the jobs for others. And that is, I think, after this 17 or 18 years of the professional period, professional in terms of the working for others. So now I am doing that, not that much team I have right now, but definitely that my dream is going to be success very soon, and I'm expanding my own team. So that is the one dream that I had in my own eyes, and now exploring that dreams with whatever the things I have.
Great, great, great. So all the best to you.
Yes,
So
thank you.
tell me, so from if I have read correctly, from microbiology to consulting to storytelling, podcasting, content creation, you've kind of switched quite a lot. So that means obviously you were working for someone and now you're doing it for yourself. So could you just elaborate a little bit on this journey of yours?
Yeah, sure. To be very frankly speaking, when we were young, we have an impression that we have a certain limitations or certain the mind limitations, not actual limitations. So that mind has their own boundaries. So similar way, like when I completed my graduations and all, I was thinking now I have to pursue my own career with whatever I had studied. So that way, being a microbiologist, I joined the industry, and then there I was doing the all microbiological related testing and all, and giving the reports and all. But there I had seen one very bad thing. That is, not only there only, I will not like to recommend the name also, but almost however the results are there, whether it's a positive or a negative, but it's not going to impact the production or the dispatch of the products. So it was just like, I am doing the job, they are doing their own job, there is no any correlation between. So if the results are negative, then also the products are going to be dispatched, and not only dispatched, but they are going to used in many of the food products also. So that was, yes, so that was against, like, okay, if I'm doing something and the results doesn't have any impact on the right or wrong thing, then why should I do the testing? You just send it as it over. So that made a lot of conflicts between me and my management. And there I decided that not I'm not gonna going to go with this line only. So let's change the other job. But wherever I had applied, I had seen that things only going to be happens. Because in my career, I had taken a training in this, if I say the global name, that is a P&G, Colgate, then this Glaxo. So all these pharma companies, I had worked in a some or another manner. So there I had seen that so many things are going not in line with the right things. So that makes me aware of the things that are presenting and that are not the right things actually. So that is against affecting my own ethics and not giving me the right happiness. That is the main thing, that job satisfaction was not there. So I was under things that whether should I change or not. And at the same time, the people with whom I'm working as a they were my consultant when I was working in the company. So that people were one of our consultant, and I discussed the same thing with them, and then said they asked me with this some good offers and all, and they gives me a good opportunity to move out of the city, to move out of this industry, and then to join their service industry. So there it is like a product and system management where we are going to suggest the people what is the right thing and what is the wrong thing. So there, begins the new phase of my life. Then I moved from my hometown to again the metro, as I, said in the earlier discussion also. So that is the time where, I had moved from small hometown to the big metro, that is Ahmedabad. Then I worked full time over there. And as I said, I traveled the pan India and, made my presence. I had consulted more than 350 organizations, provided the trainings and conducted so many sessions, created their documents and compliances also. So, that way I had transverse my role from microbiologist to the service industry. And somewhere around in 2016, when my second child born, it was become a bit difficult for me to travel all over the India. Because once the one kid was there, my parents and in-laws were managing the things. But when we have a two child, so it becomes a bit difficult, and especially the one elder one has a schools and all. So sometimes it's difficult for them also because they are also growing in age. So then I thought, okay, now take a break. So first is nurture the child, because that phase is also a temporary phase. Once the phase will gone, they will also not remember you for that my mom is here or not, because they have their own time periods. So at that moment I take a total break of somewhere around 5 years. But in that 5 years, my own child has given me instinct to start my second innings. Yes, I am fond of storytelling. So from the day my child born, whether I know or not knowing that he she is listening or not, I used to tell her stories.
Okay.
from my experiences, from my own childhood, from my own, life and everything. I used to tell her each and every episodes in a, so many keen manner that she is interested in every hour. That mom, please tell me what is you have done or how you had, done these things. Even my second child is also listening story from that day. So, once upon a time, I don't remember the exact year, but somewhere in 17 or 18, when I first, reside her in the nursery, at that time, she was exploring all the experiences to her other friends. And her friend asked, "Your mom is very interesting, every time she is still telling very interesting stories and all." So my child do one thing, she just pick up my mobile phone, and when I was telling the stories to her, she said, "Mama, let me record these, and I will send these WhatsApp message to her, so she will also get to listen this story." I said, "Why?" Then she said, "Mom, she is also very interested to know about your experiences and your life stories better." So I said, "Do not, give these stories to her. I will tell, some other Akbar Birbal and Panchtantra and Hitopadesh and all." So she said, "Okay, Mama, then it's also good." So I was explaining not the moral stories, but just, the life character stories also, like the characters of Lakshmi Bai, Maharana Pratap, then the character of Kekayi, Kaushalya, because, some of the bad things also gives you a life learning experiences that you should not do this kind of a practices. So every time now, whenever I was telling her story, she used to record it and send that WhatsApp message to in her school group. So that became the routine. And then how that time period, I'd realized that now I should start my podcast, and through podcast, I can spread my words to other children's also. So that way, I created my first podcast in somewhere around 2018. And that is, that just a time pass or a kind of spreading the words, or to nurture the child is like I'm nurturing them to other childs also. So that way, I had created that two podcasts, and that two podcasts has grown so large that, from each of the countries, I can say I got so many messages and so many response that within a 1 year, I got 2 lakhs downloads.
Okay, wonderful,
Yes,
wonderful.
so. Yeah, so that way I'd spreaded my words with other children also, and ch children are also liking much. Now they are giving me inspirations, because that was all in a Gujarati only. So the children gives me inspirations to start in Hindi as well as English. So I started other channels for Hindi and English also. So
Okay.
that gives me, inspirations to write few new stories also. As such, I like writing, my own diaries and all. I used to like, writing few of the documents also. Many times, because of this compliances, we used to prepare documentation based on the requirement. So the, instinct was there inside some of the, corner of my heart. So that gives me, the opportunity to elaborate more and explore that world. So from 2020, when the corona came, actually I thought of that, I will join the, career again back, but again, due to pandemic, nobody was allowed to go outside, and I have no choice to go, outside the home. So by nurturing the kids and managing the home and family responsibility, then I totally switched over my career and started the writing stories for scripts for so many of the, short film productions, and then coming into this content, as the content has, wide scope, not only for this series or a kind of thing, but there are so many types of content, and that my past experience with the product and system management and consultations over 350 organizations, I know what people are doing, what industries are doing, and how the things are managing. So that has given me so many back support to create various kinds of domain niches expertise, and that way I came into this content writing. So that is the how my journey, traveled to various phases of life, and the, phases have shaped my career, I can say. So different phases, different requirements, and so this way, not my podcast has monetized me, in a way, but through my podcast, I got so many leads and, different projects also. Many projects I had given my voices, many projects I had given my scripts, and right now also I'm, hosting doing a few of the show with other countries' people to, interview their guests and all, and writing the script for them. So that is how I'm, running with the flow of life and managing the things in a most good manner. That is what I think.
What a wonderful journey and so inspiring, from there to from working for someone and now doing not only your own thing, but inspiring others. I think that's really, really credit worthy. So kudos to you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So
Thank you so
tell me
much.
so, so you made this transition, and I'm sure there were many challenges that you faced along the way. I mean, in your earlier part of the career, as of course you've already highlighted. But even when you were making the transition and now the kind of work that you're doing, so the regular kind of challenges on the one side and then challenges because of your gender. So do you think that you faced challenges because of your gender, or were the challenges that you faced pretty much the same as any male would also face?
As such, if I say first for a gender related, as such, no.
Okay.
And being a female, it's in my, that kind of a perspective. Like being a female, you cannot do a few of the things, like not before a marriage, but after a marriage, you have certain responsibility. So that is the one thing that, had risen the concept of being a female. So when I was a daughter, there is no restrictions to, nobody is going to ask me, where are you going? How are you going? When are you coming back? But, after marriage, the things are totally changed. So, as we are, running the homes, we have a responsibility of the parents also, and the parents are also aging. So definitely it's not a kind of, I can say in a wrong manner, but being a female and being a, the traditional mindset, that not we, but from the parents. Because they are nurtured in some other generations, and we are nurtured in some other generations, and the next are going to be some other. So that is the generation gap I can see. But definitely, my both parents-in-law are, from the good backgrounds. They both are working, and they both are, having their career also, and in a very good manner. So they are very supportive in that sense. So I had not faced that much of challenges, but challenges was in my mind. Then, when I was traveling, so I always, that things were, always keeping on my mind or blinking on my mind, that what my child is doing. Whether they feel, my parents will feel happy or not, because at night 9:30 I used to come, 12:30 I used to come. So whether they like it, because I know nature of my parents, but not parents-in-law. So that makes a bit different. Yes. So that makes a difference. The things in our own mind. That is the, I think it's a best words describe. Sometimes they are happy, but being a, responsible person, we think that, they do not like. So we are judging our own self most of the time. And that is, stopping us to do more, and stopping us to, elaborate more on freedom kind of things. So that is the one challenges I faced from my side only. Other way, as a gender, I never faced any kind of a challenges. I am capable, I can say in a that way, I am capable to, be able to compete with any kind of challenges, that whether it's a man or a woman. So I do not think there is any kind of a things. And in some manner, if I say, many of the things are there that, my husband is not able to do, but I am able to do, and that is being a female. That makes me most, the confident as well as most happy, because in our Indian tradition, that is the one difference, that men cannot do few things, and man is only doing the, outer world stuff. So now in that way, I'm more capable and more confident than him, that I can do, manage my home, I can manage my career, I can manage my roles, and everything, whatever I have. So that is, the gender gap, or you can say gender support. So that is all about nurturing. That is all about nurturing. Otherwise, there is no any kind of a challenges. The people mindset. that being a female, how can you travel a lot? That I had also heard. And while pursuing my dreams, as I said, my father has supported me a lot. There are so many questions raised that she is traveling all alone, many times in the trains, many times in the buses also. Flight is okay. People are feeling that she is living a luxury life, but while traveling in the bus and trains, sometimes they also raise the questions. But thanks to my father and thanks to his life learnings and everything, he had answered well.
Okay.
So I do not need to focus more on that part. And he has given us all the opportunity to, explore the world with your own eyes. So do not look what people are seeing inside you. Just you see what your eyes is giving you. That is the best thing he has, give us as a training. So as such, no any other challenges.
Good to know
And
that.
I had seen, like as I told you, through each phases of life, I had seen the opportunities. When my child is asking me to, say for a story, I had seen the opportunities to, share the stories. When I have on a, when I was on a this sabbatical period, I'd not sit down. I'd just explore the world, what the things are going on, what the people are doing in the market. So that way, from each of the idle period, I'd also explore the world with my eyes, that what can I do so that give wings to my dreams, as I wanted to expand my own origins. So that is the best sight, or I can say the best positive attitude I am carrying with myself, that whatever the phases of life are there, we have to find opportunities and we have to find each challenges with the new outcomes. So that is the the life way to live life.
Absolutely. This is what it is. You have to find an opportunity out of every challenge that you face.
Yes.
So tell me, you are
Yes.
into this, a space of podcasting and doing so well for yourself. So if you could
Yeah.
quickly tell a budding podcaster, just share three tips on how to be an excellent podcaster.
The first is be confident.
Okay.
Whether it's audio or video, your own sign off or saying the things and speaking the things makes a lot many impact.
Okay.
Know many things about the guest. Do not think too much whether he like it or not, he or she, whether he or she liked it or not. Just throw whatever it comes and whatever it gives the responses.
Okay.
So that is the best three things. Other things will be, the natural flow and natural outcome. So that makes the podcast the right.
Okay.
Yes. When you
Okay.
are running the show, you must have some kind of editing and all that things in a place because of technology and all. So everything can be managed. But being a podcaster and being a host of the show, that is the three thing I would say it's required.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So every one of us, we have our, good days and bad days and highs and lows. Every day is not the
Yes.
same. So how do you
Yes.
cope with a bad day?
Definitely, there are so many bad days, especially the postpartum periods of own deliveries and all. So that where I can say, we were learning few new of the things to taking care of the babies and all. So not actually the bad days, but the things where we are not ready. I can say the bad days are not actually bad days, but it is like the days when we are not ready to face that kind of a challenges, or where we are not prepared to have that kind of a things.
Okay.
So for my perspective, that is the bad days. Yes, bad days in terms of professional life and career and all. I remember that when I was in a sabbatical mode, as such, I have a lot many responsibility to take care of both the child. But again, in some corner of my mind and especially in my heart, I was missing my office and career and all. Because there you got each and every time the aspirations, your motivations, and a few for each and everything you get appreciations. While here, when you are not doing the right thing, either your baby will blame you in some or other manner, or the guilt phase and all. So that is all kind of bits of a depression. I cannot say it's a depression, but we are learning few things in some other manner. I can say. So that is a kind of negative things that happen to me, and especially when things are not going right. When you know, few of the months you have so many orders and so many leads and so many businesses that you are earning so much while carrying the business and running, you know, the team of 4 to 5 people, you have to pay them. So that is the, again, you know, tension or a kind of thing that how you are going to pay them, as you have, you know, taken them on a board. So how and what you will give them to write or to do some kind of a project. So that is sometimes that happens, that things happens. But again, we have to manage the time. If you are able to manage the time, everything will falls off. So that is the, you know, best perspective. And with my positive attitude, I had faced some of the challenges, some of you know, personal reviews and personal judgment, because I am a more kind of a that way. You know, I always think what the people will think. As such, it's not a good thing, but I always think that way, what the people will think, what my child will say. And you know, as I told you, my both parents-in-laws were working, so my mother is always used to tell me that, why shouldn't you also work? Why don't you know, try again the same career? Because I was you know, in the corporate life and earning a very huge amount of money, so she always inspired me to do that thing. But as my own this thing or my own likings, I like to be with my kids. I want to nurture with my own things. So that is the kind of you know, things that were crossing each other's mind, and you know, giving us own judgmental review that they do not like this kind of a thing. But now things are settling, and with the right perspective and keeping your mind positive, I'd you know, cover that area. So that is the only thing. Otherwise, things are very good, and I'm lucky in that manner that my husband and my family is very supportive and inspire me to do more, work more. So that is the way.
So time management, positivity, being with your family, all these things help you. Yeah.
Yes.
Sonal, you see, now women around us are becoming successful. They are not only following their dreams and passions, but they're doing it very well, where they're reaching, you know, the top of
Yeah.
the ladder and, like I said, doing very well for themselves. So how does the world around us react to successful women? And here I mean reactions from both men and women. How do they take to successful women?
That is what I said, Sangeeta, earlier also, because we cannot change people's mind. If you ask me about the, you know, personal opinion in that sense, if you ask the same questions to 20-year-old human, I'm saying a human, not a female or a male, then definitely the answer is currently inspiring with the right word, that you know, she must succeed, she must do, and she must follow her passion and all. So that is the right answer, right? And when you ask this question to above 60 human, whether it's a female or a male, then definitely the answer would be in a negative sense. The things that I am observing from the parents and from the current age people, that is earlier, they used to have a 4 to 5 child, right? So the parents are also, you know, their interest and their life is divided with 4 to 5 person. Just think in your manner too. That is the best example that I, you know, I am observing from my own life. So nowadays, what happens is they have a one single child. So their whole concentration is onto one only. And when the child is also getting the married, so that, you know, the daughter-in-law's concentrations or the vice versa, they both are only too centric. So they have no other things to explore in a way. So the parents are also not getting, you know, I can say the attractions, because she is also pursuing the career and she is also dreaming her own life, and not getting the right things from the parents, because the parents are nurtured in some other manner when they are divided. While the children are only one, they have no any divisions. They are with them. Being in an Indian scenario, if we see nowadays what happens, they have only one son. They are living with them only. Earlier, what happened when they were 4 to 5 sons, they were divided. Few months to one, few months to them. So the responsibility were also dividing. But now the responsibility is only on a one child or a one daughter-in-law. So she cannot also move from the boundaries, and the parents can also not go with, you know, other areas that are open. So that conflicts create this mindset. So whether the woman should succeed or not, definitely woman has more capabilities than the men to, cope up the balance between work life, you can say the family and work, everything the woman has a capability. But the mindset and the main thing that, impacting her a lot is a judgment. Judgment from peer, judgment from the family, judgment from the circle she is living. So that is making her bit of a down. And that's why she is, living the life of a professional. So that is, I think, depends on a mindset of a people, or you can say the mindset of a, generation gap. So whether woman should succeed or not, definitely woman has all capabilities that she can succeed in each and every role, whether it's a motherhood, whether it's a living the life with the family, or whether she has the best career and best dreams to achieve. But if the family is supportive, she can go beyond the ranges. So that is the perspective, definitely. And in many times, what we see is like if we forget the judgment of the people, then I think we can go beyond the boundaries.
So they
So that
start
is the
being judged.
one own judgment.
It's the judgment
So
which is, so we
that is
still
the
being judged. That's what you're trying to say.
Yes. If there is no judgment, whether you are doing a good or not, whether you are pursuing your career or not, and that is now, in our blood. So I definitely support that woman should work, and at least this, these transformations will take somewhere around 10 to 15 years through LinkedIn, also through other, different social media. Also, I am finding the people are very much supportive. But at some phases, in some phases, the when this life or aged people are there, the psychology, the mindset, and everything is affecting a lot. So things will definitely change, but it will take a time.
So, Sonal, as a woman who's had the freedom to do pretty much what she wanted to do all her life and is still continuing to do, are there any tips that you would like to share with the young girls of today who are on the verge of their personal and professional lives? And if you could just sum up those tips into three top tips that you think girls should keep in mind before embarking on their personal and professional journeys.
First is never ever, depends on the judgment.
Okay, all right.
So that is the first life lesson that I would like to suggest, that think what your mind says and heart wants to do.
Okay.
So go with that, things. The second is be positive. Whatever the life throws at you, be positive. And from each and every, opportunities or challenges, or the, life has, given you some major, problems, or a kind of the things that you are not ready to, come out of that kind of a situations. So just think positive, because from each and every things, or each and every time, the problems are just the time beings. Once that are done, the time passed on, you can forget the problems, you can forget that time, bad times also, and you just remember that, the things that you had learned. So first is do not be, think about the judgmental, or what the people thinks about you. And the second is be positive in whatever the situations, whatever the time is, and whatever the challenges are there, definitely you are going to rock. And third thing that I want to tell each and every woman, that you must know that you are doing good, and you are capable to do anything good. So that is the best, I can say, your life lesson, or your capabilities. So that nobody can take you out from you, and you have all the things if it is inside your heart and mind. Because nobody can take your capabilities. Everyone can take your degree certificates, your, the things that is in hand. But if everything is there in your mind, then no one can take out of, from your side. So just be capable from your mind and heart, and then you can achieve anything.
Great, great, great. So, of course, as a woman, like every other woman, you have to play different roles, juggle different balls. So you are a mother, a daughter, a working woman and a wife and all kinds of things. So how do you juggle all the different roles, all the different balls?
That's a difficult question you had asked me. So juggling and managing the different role is a, kind of a routine life. I can say it's not a juggling actually,
Okay.
but it's like balancing the life with what we requires. Because if we are not ready to, go with the responsibility, why then you have made it to somebody?
Okay.
So in a way, you are not just, creating the burden of a responsibility, but some or other ways you are supporting each other.
Yeah,
That
yeah.
should be your perspective. So
Okay.
if you are alone, definitely you are free to live the life of your, dreams. Like when I was, in my early career, when I was alone, I was traveling all over the India and, managing things on my own, whatever the time is. But now I have to take care of him also. And he's not just earning for me or, because I am also capable to earn good monies. So it's not like that I need him for earning the monies, but the support, the, sharing the happiness, sharing the bad times, that is also the, requirements from our heart. Definitely mind wants, freedom and liberations to live the life, but our heart wants few of the emotional things
Yeah, of course.
that you can enrich if you have family, if you have, the child who supports you, who is, just not only observing you, but he is the copy of your own life. And this is, I think, the best part about, juggling and between coping up with the family's role. So I will never say I have a, the child and so I have to leave the job, because it's not my sacrifice. It's all my life choices that I have to have my own kids, I have to have my family, and I want to share my happiness and sometimes the sadness also, because alone, what I will do? Who will, wait for me at home to ask me what mom you have prepared for me and what makes me special for my kids? So that is the few of the things that, every time my heart wants. So if I was just, managing the career, there is a no, space for my heart, because every time we have to think in some or other manner, the professional way, professional mode. But if we need something for our heart, we definitely needs a family, and that is not or never going to be burden on, I think, any of the woman. So better is we should not say it's a juggling. Better is we should say it's a work life and your own choices balancing. So if your phases demands your role at motherhood, we have to support that time phase. And if sometimes your husband also need a support in case of, sometimes money also. As such, we are lucky that we have that support, But in some cases, when the man requires a support in a money, that we should be capable of earning that, support too. So it's not a juggling for myself, but it's like, balancing the phases of a life and what my heart wants. So that's the best thing.
Okay, that's a great perspective. Okay, so like you have done and I'm also doing is like nowadays we see a lot of people switching gears, doing different things depending on the phase of their life, and sometimes also because they no longer wish to do what they were doing earlier. Whereas, in the earlier years, if you look at your parents or the generation before that, people pretty much did the same thing all their lives. So if somebody was doing a business, then they continue to do that. Or if somebody was a doctor, they continue to be a doctor for the rest of their lives. Whereas nowadays, we can see doctors, switching professions or doing something else. Or, there is a person who just, kind of shuts his business and starts doing something else. So why do you see this? I mean, why is it happening so much? And are we living in different times or have our mindsets changed? What is it that has changed as compared to the earlier generations?
There are two things that I am seeing from my own experiences as well as my own perspective. That is the major impacting thing that is my own perspective. One is that pandemic has changed a lot mindset, that life has no certainty. So, we are not gonna know that, right now we are discussing, and after the next 1 hour, where, we or I or you are there. So that is the life uncertainty. That is the one major impacting thing that we are not knowing what will be the future or what will be the next hour. So that is making a lot impact. And the second is, living the life of own dreams. Because many of the times, as the generation gap has taught us, as my parents are doctor, I have to be doctor. And my parents are working there, I have to be on government job. So that is the mindset that people was carrying inside their mind. But now that things has changed. Now, with the eagerness or with the curiosity of their parents, they have become a doctor. But when that heart says, specifically the heart says that from a degree you are a doctor, but you like to sing the song, then why not? So just carry on with your passion, with your hobby and the thing that your heart actually loves. So and the second, as I told you, that the next future we never know, so why not today? So if I'm a doctor, then what restricts me, whether I'm a doctor or not, it's not impacting a much lot, but I can, run my passion, run my hobbies, and through that, whether I make money or not, that's not important. But just important is to be with my own life and pursue my own dreams. So that is making the difference.
Yeah, that is true actually, because now we are in a certain way, many of us are living for the moment, and then we want to do what gives us happiness. So it's not only a sense of duty that is making us do what we are doing, but also what we ourselves want. Okay.
Yes.
Well, of course, you've led an enriching, fruitful life, but there are many times when life just stops us somewhere and gives us a few hard knockings, and there are some lessons that we learn out of those experiences. So, any of such lessons that you which would like to share with us?
Yes. I can say it's like, the incidents just before a 2 year, when I totally put off on the thought that I would going back to my career again, because I'm not that much, I can say money savvy or a kind of a people who likes to own a lot many money. I'm more of a self-satisfied as well as a contented people. I'm not running behind the money. So earlier when, as I said you that in 2018 when I started my podcast and I juggled a lot to, create some kind of a money from that, because I'm investing personally so much of time and so much of efforts into that. In 2020, I thought of that, why waste time in this kind of activity? So why not to join something or to do, because the remote mode was started in after Corona only. So at that time I thought of let do again going back to corporates and again work for them. So that gives me, the self-appreciation as well as self-motivations to work more, because every time we cannot invest our efforts, without having any benefits. So that is our own mindset. So if I ask you to do, work for me for 8 hours or 9 hours, and then also you are not getting a single word of appreciations, you will definitely going to demotivate by yourself only. So that thing was happened in 2020 that, I was not getting my efforts evaluations also. Definitely I was getting the, feedbacks from the listeners and, huge downloads, but it was like all of some kinds of words only. Not monetary or not kind of any appreciation that I can share with other peoples also. So that was thing happened. Then I thought, let me join, some organization so that I can, invest my efforts in the, some kind of a monetary benefits also, as my kids were also bits of a grown up. So let me do that things. But again, that phase or the change in the mindset happens that, I have invested so much of time in, growing up with the, one session only, that without any help and without any kind of know-how on how to create the podcast. So why to waste such efforts? So why not to create something from that only? Like, in 2020, many of the people are not, aware about the word podcasting. So that was the thing was there. So if I had learned so many things, I had learned, the from productions and creating the episodes to distributions. I had a very good word with a few of the publications also. So why to waste that efforts? So just don't think for a monetary things. Just think for, the things that you are enjoying. So that has, yes, so that has created that juggle role, and that way I thought of that, now whatever the things will do, I will pursue my own dreams with my own business. And that is, I think, that, pinching of my own desire somewhere in my heart, that I want to have my something on my own. And that has created more curiosity and, to work in whatever the efforts I have invested. And from that period onwards, I'd never thought of to join the career again as a corporate life. But from that day onwards or afterwards, I had not, given any kind of interviews or not have a word with any kind of a people. So nowadays there are, so many people are asking me and giving me so many good offers also, as a full-time remote role for create a podcast. I say I'm okay with the remote role and I'm okay to work for you full-time, but not as an employee, but as an entrepreneur only. So if you want to give me orders, I'm happy to take the orders. But if you are saying be on a payroll, then I'm not gonna join that role. So that is the best switchover, and that is the best, I can say, juggled minds role. That is the thing.
Okay. Yeah, so it's actually you have to look at life, I think, with a wider and a broader mindset where it's not only
Yes.
monetary gain, but what you can get out of it, the creative satisfaction
Yes.
and actually following your
Yes.
dreams. And like then, despite the challenge, then staying the course and continuing to do what you want to do.
Yes,
So
yes.
Sonal, where do we see you 10 years from now, or where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
From 10 years, I'm not sure about tomorrow, and you're asking for me for 10 years now. But as if I see in a big, yes, as I am, seeing myself in the bigger role, that I must be leading three or four organizations. As I have managing few of the good opportunities for a good collaborations and creating a better place for a woman also, and creating so many other opportunities in collaboration with the some good partnerships I had in pipeline. So that is the one thing. Then second role that I want to play is as I am also the Wiki president of My Voice My Power. So from that I want to evoke the girls to have their voices for their own life, because that is the one thing that I'm observing, that girls, especially the girls which are of somewhere around 13 to 14 years of age now, also they are carrying their own mindset from the natural family values and natural Indian traditions. So they cannot speak so this way, they cannot do things are like that. So I want to give the voice to them and want to create that kind of awareness to girls, especially from this age. So when they have their seeds in their minds, so I think at 18 or 21 they can have the better perspective as well as mindset to have their own life in their own way.
Great, great.
Yes, so that is
Wonderful.
the
That's a great manifestation, and I'm so sure that it'll come true. So,
Thank you
Sonal,
so much.
you're most welcome. So the final question, can a woman have it all?
All matlab what? What is meaning of all?
So that you tell me, I mean,
That
what is
is
all as per you?
what I am asking you. What is the meaning of all? When you have a all kind of a money, do you require only money to live a life?
All
No.
is not
When you
money.
have all the happy. No, that is what I am asking you in my answering of the question only, that what is the meaning of all? If you ask me the happiness, does happiness only gives you the reason to live the life? No, because money is also required. So, if you ask me as an all, just be positive. Nothing else. Everything else can be managed. Whether happiness, that is your insight, you have to find it from your own voice, from your heart. If it's money, everyone can earn money. Whether I'm educated and I'm earning money, that is also good. Those people who are not educated, they are also earning money. So that is all inside us, and all the capabilities can be gained, can be learned. You just have to be, all from inside.
Okay.
That is the only thing. Yes.
Oh, it is like, so when we say all, so as a woman, my all could be different from your all, but the point is that what I want to do, whatever it may be, I get to decide what I want to do, A, and B, I get the freedom to do it. So if I want to fly a kite, it is my choice, and I have the freedom to do it, and that's my all. So that is what it is. What I want to do, first of all, I get the freedom to decide that, and then I get the freedom to do that. That is what is my understanding of, have a woman, or for that matter, anyone having it all.
Yes, no, as such, a woman can have it all, everything, more than the all also, because as I said, women are capable to do everything, and women are capable to manage everything. So it's our own mindset that, stopping us to do everything.
Yeah.
Otherwise, however, whoever said there is a new safety issue in Delhi, mostly if we consider as in India only as
Yeah.
an example. So, but in Delhi also, you can find thousands of women are, working in the night shift.
Oh.
So they are not facing any issue, but because it is their own mindset, so they, if they have, capability to have their own safety and keep, the things which she requires to be in safety, she can run the night shift also.
Yeah.
So that is all about their own capability and, being capable to do anything with their mindset.
Yeah.
So anyone can do it with all.
Yes.
Yes.
Provided they are not stopped by anyone. You are allowed to kind of,
Yes.
that's important for me.
Nobody, I always teach my daughters, nobody can, the other things are quite far away, but nobody can touch you without your permission.
Wonderful. Yeah.
So you have, that kind of a freedom, that kind of a words, and that kind of a power you must have that nobody can say or just, stare at your eyes without your permissions.
That
So
is,
you should have that power.
yes, that is so useful and so inspiring. And I think confidence building, because you are giving that confidence, that belief in your to your daughters, which I think the girls need it all the time, because the society is such
Yes.
that the
Yes.
change has to be initiated by us as women, as mothers, so that the next generation, as you said earlier, they
Yes.
are able to not only find their path, but
Yes.
stay the course as well. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, so every inspirations of my own life is, creating by my own daughters, nurturing only. And I'm so much grateful to God to give me two wonderful, beautiful daughters. So thank you, God, and I'm so grateful to you for, giving us a wonderful daughter as my own copy.
Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, Sonal, thank you so much. This was indeed an extremely delightful conversation, and like some of the perspectives that you shared were very interesting, very different. So thank you once again for being on the show, and I am so sure that all your thoughts are going to inspire a lot of women out there. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sangeeta, for this wonderful, time you have shared, and few of the questions I had never encountered if I have not, discussed with you, because many of the things that, from my childhood or from my setbacks or a few of the things that I'd never gonna discuss with anybody else. So with this show, I, that opportunity to share my own journey with you, and sometimes it gives, just sharing the words gives you inspiration. So that is also I got from you. So thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to have a words with you. And definitely, if I have that kind of a capability, my words will definitely going to inspire somebody, those who are listening to this. Thank you
And
so much.
thank you for tuning in to this episode of the About Her Show. We've had some interesting conversations with accomplished women on our other episodes, so make sure to check them out. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. Follow About Her on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And visit our website www.abouther.in for some wonderful content. And if you know of a trailblazing woman who you think would be a great guest on our show, please write to us at web.abouther@gmail.com.